Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. We are in the second week of November, folks. That means we're almost halfway through the fourth quarter already. Fourth quarter is it's a powerful quarter. I love the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is when we get a lot of the kinks out, and we look at our numbers. Where are we? Where were we supposed to be at this point versus where we are right now? And that's the final push to make it happen. And fourth quarter, for depending on the kind of business you have, the fourth quarter for you could be happy time. If you're in retail, it's usually happy time. So, and I know now with COVID, and you've pivoted by now, you probably have your stuff together and you're ready to rock and roll and make it happen on this fourth quarter. So I know we're all very smart business owners out there. So let's make it happen, guys. Okay. Now, today, it's not what I'm here to talk to you about, the fourth quarter. I mean, that's just one of my favorite quarters. Today, I'm here to talk to you about something that's going to help you for the first quarter of 2021. All right. And I want to talk to you about optimizing your outdated content for higher search rankings. Very important stuff, guys. You know, I talk a lot about SEO on this show, you know, and I try to bring you different topics and different techniques that's going to help you rank better. I mean, I talk about other things as well. But SEO is my love, man. That's like, it's funny because my first love, as you all know, it was Google AdWords, because that's how I built my business. But when I found out the power of search engine marketing, search engine optimization, that is, because search engine marketing is also AdWords, but search engine optimization, that's when I truly fell in love with the power of it, because this is organic traffic. But there is work that has to be done. There was a time, although I'm still getting some traffic from some old articles, but there was a time that SEO was kind of a set and forget type of strategy. And what I mean by set and forget, I mean this. Like, for instance, I could write one really strong blog. And as long as I have all of the on-page stuff situated properly, and I have a consistent flow of links coming in to it, maybe into the blog or specifically that article, I can pretty much tear it up, you know. But that was when there was a lot less competition. Now there's a lot more people knowing what they're doing from an SEO perspective. So there are some things that you have to do in order to keep rocking and rolling with SEO. Hence the reason why I want to talk to you about optimizing your outdated content for higher search rankings. All right. So, but before we get into all of that, just want to talk to you about a few housekeeping things. Like, number one, I want you to either give me a call or send me an email if you have any questions concerning SEO, social media, Google AdWords, Facebook advertising, so anything related to digital marketing. I want you guys to give me a call at 888-416-7752 or send me an email at info@lbmsllc.com and let me know what that question is. What are you struggling with? Because I will turn that struggle into a show. Okay. So I really need, I need you guys to help me out with this. All right. Because I can't help you if I don't know exactly what you're struggling with. Okay. Now, number two is I want you guys to succeed in 2021. I want you guys to succeed all the time. But you got to help me help you. All right. So, but what I mean by that is if you want to set your business up properly for 2021, I want you to go to my website, go to lbmsllc.com/book and request a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book, 7 Steps to Recession-Proofing Your Business. It's 100% free. If you're here in the United States, if you're in other countries, which I do have other people listening to my show from Australia and France, et cetera, I'm sorry, but you guys will have to get the book in Amazon because we don't ship overseas. But if you're here in the United States, we'll give you a free copy of it. They're only, as I'm recording this, there are only 15 copies left. I may order some more. I may not. I don't know. Depends on how it goes. But I only got 15 left, and I want to give those 15 away. So go to my website, lbmsllc.com/book, and order that copy right now. All right, so now to today's content. So as you know, folks, I'm a huge advocate of content is king. I say that a lot on the show. So if those of you who listen to my show on a weekly basis, you know I always talk about content is king. So the word of content, basically, if you're basically in the hunt for higher Google rankings. That's all. And it could be Madeline. But once you find yourself with the right combination, the trick is that you want to be in the top 3 spots. If you're not in the top 3 spots, you're really not getting any content. You're not any traffic. And I'm going to talk to you about some stats that's going to prove my point, okay? So, again, we want to focus on updating outdated content just for higher rankings. And a lot of people, you know, I before we get into the strategy of doing that or what you need to do, first we need to identify what content you should be updating, okay? So, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go back to all these old content and all that stuff and redo all the work that I did already. I'm not suggesting that at all. Okay. Instead, I want you to look for content that's already ranking for a good keyword on the first page of all the search results. Okay. But when I mean the first page, I'm not talking about the top 3 positions. Okay. Look for something like on the 5th position, 6th position, 4th, even the 4th position is fine. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why later. See, a lot of people, I know right now, if you're driving, if you're walking your dog or whatever you're doing right now, or whatever you're doing to listen to me right now, you're probably thinking, well, Frank, this is pretty counterintuitive. You know, why should I focus on the content that's already doing well? Right? I mean, that's a logical question rather than on, say, a blog post that's on page 2 or 3. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Here's the deal. The jump in clicks that you'll see from moving from position 5, let's say, to position 3, are significantly higher than the jump you'll see from moving from position 3 to position 2. Here's some stats. I promise you, earlier I promised you some stats. Here they go. The average click-through rate, and I want you to write this down and think about this, okay? Think about this. I want you to digest this. This is very important information. This is one that's going to make you get, you know, 10 leads per week versus, you know, one lead per month, okay? Very important. The average click-through rate for a result in position one in a search result is 34.2%. And this is according to some very reliable sources here. I know you guys know about TechCrunch. So TechCrunch did this research. In position four, okay, this is just right below position three. It's 8.1%. So by the time you get to the second page results, your click-through rate, is actually underneath 2%. Underneath 2%. So think about that. So if you're in position one, your click-through rate is 34.2. Position four, it's 8.1. And if you're in the second page, it's under 2%. So by getting from position four to position one, we can actually quadruple our click-through rate. That's how we get the biggest bang for our optimization buck. Okay? So you want to focus on something that's already ranking, but it's just not there yet. That's what you want to focus on. Now, here's the thing. We want to find out what is the best thing, right? So to figure out which posts that you've already written, that remember, we're doing is rewriting stuff that's outdated. If you want to figure out which posts will fit this criteria, you know, to rewrite, you want to use a free tool that I'm going to have a link in the show notes for it. It's the SEO ranking checker. Okay. It's a free tool. You don't have to pay for it. Free. It's awesome. This is a game changer. Okay. And you just want to type in your website's URL, enter your email address to get your results. And that's it. That's it. It's an awesome way to do it. Okay, so you're gonna get a report of your top traffic driving keywords, okay, and as well as the content that ranks on all the search engines, okay. You want to hover over the blue keyword to see which piece of content is driving the traffic. We're gonna pick a keyword that meets three criteria, okay? So once you get all this data from this free tool that I'm giving you, you want to pick the keyword or keywords that fit these three criteria. Pay attention, guys. This is critical for your success with this strategy. First, it should be ranking in the top 10 of, you know, Google, Bing, Yahoo, whatever, okay? Top 10, but not the top three. Remember that. Number two, it should have good search volume. If you're ranked number five for a keyword that only gets, say, 20 monthly searches, it's probably not worth your time to shoot for position one. Okay? Finally, this is the last step. You want to make sure that the keyword has high value to your business. So this basically means that if it should be something your potential customers are searching for. Okay? So that's basically what it's all about. So that's the first step to creating to optimizing your outdated content. Okay, first you have to do this research. You know me, I always start everything with research. I don't do anything without data telling me what I need to do. So I just gave you that tool. Now, number two, now it's time to go what I call digital snooping. You want to do a Google search for your targeted keyword, the one that we just found, and see which articles are beating you in the rankings. You want to audit their content. You want to start thinking about, so what do they have that you're missing? Okay. Now, the purpose of this practice, guys, and I want you to listen to me careful, okay, because I'm not suggesting, I don't want you to assume something here. The purpose of this practice is not to copy. You never, ever, ever, ever want to copy. Bad, that's just bad. Bad practice. The purpose of this is to figure out what informational gaps your piece is missing versus their piece. You understand? So you wanna figure out what those gaps are, and then you wanna fill them. Okay? The world of search engine rankings is the most in-depth and helpful content, usually in the world of search engine marketing, here's what usually wins: the most helpful and useful content. That's what wins. So the more you can fill in these gaps that I'm talking about, so try to identify those gaps. So that's what's going to help your user. So you want to provide them with this solution. All right, so you've identified the gaps. You've identified the keywords. You saw some content that's ranking above you. Now you're filling in the gaps. Next, you want to read through your copy carefully. And ask yourself this question: what has changed since you first wrote this copy? So remember, now you're looking at your copy, you've identified the gaps, and think, okay, what's changed? So you probably wrote this piece, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, whatever. It could be even 6 months ago. It doesn't matter how long ago, but you know you've been trying to rank for it and you haven't passed the fifth position. And you know there's better content out there somewhere. So identify the gaps, and then you want to identify, okay, what changed since I wrote this? There's got to be some updates. So, for instance, me, I'm in the world of SEO. And in the SEO world, that changes all the time, you know? So for me, an article that I wrote back in 2018 could be way outdated. So I definitely need to refresh that, you know? I'm just giving you an example. So, but ask yourself a few questions while you're doing this process, okay? Number one, is any of your information old? Number two, are there new policies or laws that need to be addressed? You know, were there new studies made since you wrote this article? So you want to embed it and add it to it. These are just examples, okay? Another thing that you may want to know, since we're in a different era now, you know, has COVID-19 had an impact on the content that you wrote? You know, another thing, if you're here in the United States, how about the 2020 election? Did this recent election affect anything to do with your content? So these are things that you really got to hone in on. You got to do some digging. I'm not saying this is all simple stuff, and it's very easy to do. it's just time consuming. Okay, that's all it is. It's just time consuming. But when done correctly, it's effective. So step number three for this thing is basically you want to update your content. You want to fill in the gaps and update the article for the current climate, basically. That's all you got to do now, you know. But so by answering the query by answering them the question more accurately and more completely, you're going to improve your chances of overtaking your competition, period. You want to add images, graphics, and also help, to help on the rankings. You want to add some infographic or a few handy charts. Charts work really well with updated content, especially if you can show the difference. That works pretty well. Now, before you hit publish, you want to check for broken links, okay? Because remember, you're rewriting this thing, and it could be some broken links. Or maybe you fat finger the link or something like that. You want to use this free plugin called SEO Minion or Broken Link Checker. Those are plugins that you can use, and that's going to help you do it really quickly. And before you go live with this new content, you want to update the publish date. Please do this on your blog. Do not go live with this published content with the old date. I've seen people do that. As a matter of fact, funny story, not to prolong this episode anymore, but I think it's relevant. I had a client, I'm not a client, I had a person who was a content writer on my team that used to do this for me. And every time she would always forget to update the published date. And I would tell her, no, but you want to let them know that it's a brand new, trust me, it's important. You know why? Because Google and all the other search engines are going to crawl the new content, and they're going to go with the updated published date quicker. So they're going to recognize new content. The crawl is, it's hard to explain, but if it's a newer thing, they're going to say, oh, this is a new date. Then, this is a new date. Let me see what's new out there. And they'll pick it up quicker. Okay. And they're going to show it to the readers quicker. And you'll be able to get in the top three positions a lot quicker that way. All right. Now, you want to give this thing a few weeks to get on the top three. Okay. You want to check your keyword. Keep checking it periodically after the first 2 weeks. If after the first 2 weeks, if you haven't moved up on position from five to four or whatever, don't get discouraged. Depending on the competitiveness of the keyword, and of course you did the research at the point, like I said earlier, it could take a while. But if you were already on the fourth or the fifth position, I would say give it a month, but check it after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on the competitiveness. Okay. Now, the only thing you got to do is rinse and repeat. You want to follow the same process for a different keyword, a different article, etc. So, or maybe even it's the same keyword, but a different article. It doesn't have to be a different keyword. Because sometimes I just rank for the same keyword over and over again, and I'll have like different articles for that same keyword, different content. So that could be possible too. I don't know what your SEO strategy is, but you want to rinse and repeat. You want to do this over and over again until you get all of these guys up from position 4 and 5 and 6 up to 1, 2, or 3. That is all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I want you guys to start doing this now, because I want you guys, by the time we're in 2021, all of your optimized, outdated content is ranking on 1, 2, or 3 on the coveted Google platform. And of course, Yahoo and Bing, you don't want to forget those guys, but you definitely want to be number 1, 2, or 3 on Google. All right, guys. So let me know what you think about this episode. If you liked it, please, please, please share it with other people. I just enjoy this stuff, and I hope it's helping you. But share this with some of your peers, some of your, some other business owners that you may know that you think will benefit from this stuff. And that's really, really, really appreciate. I would really appreciate it if you can do that. But that's all I have for today. This has been Frank Deming, the local business guy, and another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses has just been completed. Until next week, folks, take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.